We're up to Siman Kof Dalet. The laws of Cholamoy, we'll just do a little bit, and maybe tomorrow, the next day, we'll begin the laws of Purim. We'll skip ahead to the laws of Purim. Chol Hamoyed Aser Biktsas Melachai Sumuta Biktsas. There are some melachas that are Aser, that are Mutter. The Hainu Kol Mashahu Litzurch Achila Lechol Hamoyed Oli Yamt. Anything which is necessary for eating on the Yamtiv or Cholamoyed of Yamtiv. Vechain Melacha Bedvar Ovad. If one is going to suffer a loss if he does not do Melacha, there's nothing left. There's the wrong one. We should maybe look on with someone right now. I thought I had printed up like 20. Oh, you know, here's more. No, you're right. I'm sorry. Here's more. You're right. Here's more. There you are. There's more. A few more. Anyone is missing? Anyone needs a copy? Okay, there are a few more here. Which one will suffer loss? The Hainu Shim Lo Yasen or Yavo they have said Mutu Lasay. So one is allowed to do it on Chol Hamoed. Utsrichim Lizarmu Od Shloy Lasay Bechol Hamoed Melacha Ho Asura. Forbidden labor, whatever that category includes, we'll see in a few moments more details. Ki Amru Rabosenu Zechayim Levracha Hamechalel Es Chol Hamoed Ki Ilu Oyved Avod Zara. That's serious stuff. That's an extreme statement. An extreme statement. A person, he defiles Chol Hamoed. It's Oyved Avoid Zara. Let's take a look at the Shor Mishnah Halacha. Ois Aleph on the bottom. Also Biktsas Malachas. Be'ikar Iser Malacha B'Chol Hamoed Yesh Deos Bein Harishonim. There's a Machlokes Harishonim. Yesh Shesavu Duhu Midoy Reis. Doing Malacha Chol Hamoed for no reason when it's not necessary is an Iser De'oy Reisa. The Yesh Soivrim Duhu Midrabanan. It's only us in Rabban, Vaim Mishnabura, the Havi Sham Kol Harishinim, the Pligi Beze, Ayin Sham Mishnabura, brings a collection of Rishinim. Fine. Base, Umutu Bibsasan, Vaim Bitur Bihagra, Uhe Mishnabura, the Meleches Mutara Hamutaras Bechol Hamoid, Haim Chamisha. Summary, there are five categories of Malacha that are Mutar on Chol Hamoed. Aleph, Dover Ho'avet, Imlo Yasenu Ata. If you don't do it now, Beis, Sorche Hamor Litzorch Oichel Nefesh, food, Gimel, Poel She'ein Lo Ma Yoichal, does not have what eats. That's not the same as Dover Ho'ovet. Dover Ho'ovet means, even if I'm not going to, I'm going to give away the money. Dover Ho'ovet is, let's say you have a job. But if you don't come to work for 5 days, you're fired. So forget about the money. Forget about how much money I earn. You know what? The money that I earn on Chol Hamoed, I'll give away to tzedakah. Because Chazal say, the money that you earn on Chol Hamoed, you'll never see a siman bracha. We'll see that later on. So okay, that money, fine. I'm not going to see a siman bracha, so I don't even want to touch it. I don't want it to contaminate my bank account. I don't want it to mingle with all the other millions I got stashed away. I don't want it to suffer. So it's contamination. But to Dover Ho'aved, if I don't go to work, then I'm fired. I'm fired. It's going to affect the entire flow, the entire business, the entire year round. When clients see that I'm not available, they're going to go look elsewhere. That is called Dover Ho'aved. Then there's a situation where it's not a Dover Ho'aved. I'm out of work. I don't have to work. No, nothing's going to happen. But I just don't have what to eat. So I need to go to work in order to make money. I need to work. I get paid by the hour. I have skills. That is the third category of a person. Poil she'ein lo ma ye ochel. Dalid. Tzorchei Rabim. I'm not working for myself. I'm working for the Tzorchei. See, but this is the direction again when it comes to construction. If you go past this community, you'll see a lot of construction on shuls. You want to do major construction on Chol Hamoed on a shul that is mutter, that can be done even on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av also, you're allowed to do a lot of yeshivas over the summer. They do renovations. They do major renovations even on Tisha B'Av itself. They're allowed to do renovations. On Chol Hamoed certainly Tzorchei Rabim, and Hey is Umaisei Hedyot, turning on the light switch. I don't need to turn on the lights, right? You'll tell me that's called Olamdis Chutra. Mitorch Chutra Havar Litzorch Nefesh Chutra Shaloy Litzorch. But let's say anything, any type of Malacha which is not very complicated, which is Umaisei Hedyot, it's not a skill. That is also mutter according to the Mishnah books. There are five categories to summarize. There are books. The mamish thick. Ksiva. So why did he say ma'aseh hedyot? Is it not a ma'aseh hedyot ksiva?
No, I'm just saying it. You know.
Well, the truth is, in ancient times, it was not a ma'aseh hedyot. In the ancient times, not everyone knew how to write. Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. It's something which is standard. So in Echlam, it could be that people are very Divrei Torah for sure. Divrei Torah, Davar Pashut, you're allowed to write Divrei Torah on Chol HaMoed. But what about writing things that are not Divrei Torah? You just want to take notes. You want to, whatever, a person has a habit of writing things down. So why would that be considered a Maisei Hedyot? Maybe times have changed. I don't know the answer. I don't
the
know.
OU works on Chol HaMoed. The offices are open. They expect you to come. If you don't come, it's considered you took a day off on your cheshbon. But they don't expect you to write.
So what do you do? Who writes today?
What? They end up bringing in the kids to work. They play around and they don't do much.
They don't do very much. They have to show up.
Or else it's considered
you lose the momentum. You lose the momentum.
So they answer the phone.
Well, that's because
but they don't force them to write.
But I mean, that's Sochei Rabbim. The OU is Sochei Kali Shal. Yeah.
Whatever it is. But they don't give it to you as a day off.
Interesting.
Yeah, Rabbi Belsky is very bachelor with Chol HaMoed. He goes around, speaks about it.
Mevazes HaMoedas Ki Lo Eva Dezara.
The only thing he says is you can write on computers.
Right, that's what happens. So nowadays, yeah.
Typing on computer.
Printing maybe
they don't consider it the same.
Printing you can't print. It's nice.
Okay, Hasidim were big day Shabbos. You walk around in Borough Park.
That's why they always have the pictures in Eretz Yisrael of the guys on motorcycles
with a strimal on Chol HaMoed. And even Ishuchag, many of them also wear big day Shabbos.
Why do they not work Chol HaMoed?
No, but it's another idea. Big day Shabbos.
I know it's something else, but the Chol HaMoed, the fact that it seems to be now.
Generalized so much.
What?
If they can get away with that. A lot of people take off because they need the time when they're younger and they have little kids in the house. Right. They have to stay home to take the kids places.
All right.
So they end up taking off.
It reminds me of many years ago when I worked in the labor department in one of the employment offices. And in those days, if you were collecting unemployment, you would have to show up at the employment office and sign. So these people would come in, and then they said, "But I can't sign." And I'm like,
"So why'd you come in?"
Of course, what are you trying to do? You're trying to bend the rules so they should come. It's a davar avod,
There are some schools that have Chol HaMoed, and some schools that have yeshiva in Chol HaMoed. There's some that do not. Rav Pam, years ago, they wanted to have a yeshiva in Torah Das Chol HaMoed. The parents wanted there should be yeshiva very poshut because parents don't have what to do with the kids. Get them out of the house, exactly. So they put pressure on the yeshiva, and Rav Pam was, they say, this is what in the books, is that he very much opposed to having yeshiva in Chol HaMoed, not because of anything religious, since it's not fair to the Rebbeim. For what you pay them, they also need a day off. Have rachmonis on the Rebbeim. So let the parents figure out what to do with the kids. Well, a few days a year, let the parents. In some schools, I always was brought up with the impression that out of town, in the more modern schools, they all have school Chol HaMoed. Davar Pashut.
Sukkah
is Chol HaMoed.
They can't change the
But not only that, but let's talk about even religious schools. Schools that are, that anyway they're going to have a sukkah. I was under the impression that, because school discipline. I was shocked. I have a friend that teaches out of town, so he told me the truth. I don't know the truth. He can't generalize. He says, I say, you have to teach in Chol HaMoed. Yeah, I teach in Chol HaMoed. Says, oh, it's because a good school. They want to really kids are in flappish. Who knows what goes on? Go on the internet. It's not such a good thing to be off in Chol HaMoed. So he says, no. You don't understand. He says to me, here where I teach, we have this 3-week midwinter vacation. When we grew up in the yeshivish schools in Brooklyn, there's no midwinter vacation. Now they talk about it. Now when I go, whoever heard, never even heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing. Never even had a thing. In English, it was a novelty that they started giving off 2-3 days in between for English. There was no English in the middle of the winter. But that was a chiddush neura. But now it's a new trend. They even give you off from the Limudei Kodesh.
They used public school teachers, and they were off
those days, so they gave you off. Yeah, but the yeshivas used to make them come in because anyway they don't teach on Friday, so. But this is what he told me. He said to me, "When we grew up in yeshiva, we had no midwinter vacation. So the only question was, so there's a requirement, the government, you have to have a certain number of days. Where I teach, we give the kids 3 weeks vacation in the winter." So we don't have enough days to get the eligible to for government subsidies and grants and everything. We're in a lot of trouble. So we need. So the only reason why we haven't Chol Hamoed is because we need the days, not because of anything religious.
Right.
That's what he. I don't know if it's true in every school. That's a generalization, which is not fair. But it's they had a very problem in Boston. All the public schools.
They 2 weeks ago in the 5-town newspaper, full page ad, listing all the yeshivas and girls' schools for making their winter vacation at the same time so the parents wouldn't have a headache. He says, not talking about whether we did it, if you're allowed to go or not.
Coordination.
But by making it.
Yeah, surely.
You make the life of the parents
easier. You have kids in different schools. You have them in different schools, absolutely. Okay, so these are the five halachas, the five yesodis, the kedai, the advantage of.
Brooklyn, they don't do that.
They don't coordinate.
Every yeshiva has
it. Has their own. Okay, but this is. You should know there are books. There are books form written on the laws of Cholma. We have here a very short synopsis. They're selecting here from the best of the best, from the Kitz Shulchan Aruch and from the Mishum Tzolacha, and he's telling us a nice yisoid that you'd have to probably search to 20, 30 pages to find these, to get these rules down pat. The five different things that are mutter. Dovar ha'oved, tzorchei oichel nefesh, poil shel ma'lo yochal, tzorchei rab, and my head, it's very nice, you saw it summarized the halacha. Halacha gimel, yovel li dehefsid. Now, it says in the Kishuch Noda that you're allowed to do something, if by not doing the malacha, you will come li dehefsid. Ayin b'shari tshuva, b'shem hanabi huda, hanoida b'yehuda kama. The first volume. Be'echad shahoyah rochok livnei sagag. Person was dochok. Dochok was impressed. Livnei sagag b'chol hamoyit sukkis. Mebnei she'achakach yikhu apoyelim. They're going to go away. V'lo yasigul ba'al molocha. And you're not going to be able to find molocha. They're going away. The only option you have. The only time you have an option to get a reefer is now. Because once it gets after sukkis, they're out of town. They're not going to be available. Okay, whatever the case is, the poilim are going to go away. You're not going to find them. So what? So you're not going to go do it now. You don't take advantage now. You have a deal. There's a special. They're running an Angie's List special. You ever see one of those things? Anyone go on Angie's List? An Angie's List special. You have an opportunity to do gahara b'malach, do malach for you right now. If you don't take advantage now, you're going to be stuck the entire winter with a leaky roof. So koshav sham the kabbalonos sheyesh letzadid lahatir gam b'shabbes the yomtuf. If it's kabbalonos, if you don't tell the worker do it today, you tell them, I'm giving you the money, do whatever you want, and at your convenience, kablanis, just like even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, as long as it's not beferhesi, it's not in public, it's mutter, standing to Cholamon is no different. Kevan she be kihilu kidoisha, Prague, in Prague, Roy binyanim heim be kablan, binyanim heim be kablanis, there the custom was, the running over the Shari Tshuva, the Yehuda, most of the contracts was be kablanis, you don't tell them, they don't work by day, they're not poyaleyoim, you don't pay them by the hour, by the day, you pay them by the job, and you don't put a time limit on the job. You give it 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the contract says, within 30 days it'll get done, and they do it at their convenience. The ein karan chshad, there's no, they work on Chol Hamoed, they work on Shabbos, no one's going to suspect that you told them to everyone knows, the whole city, every single roofer, it's well known that it's they're working at their own benefit, on their own time. The only one that you have to be concerned is the guests. People come, what's going on? How come there are people working over here on a Jewish home on Yom Tov? The inu lo yadi klal, im hi melechas yishol, v'yakol ponim lo hiti rak b'cholamoyit ayin sham. So the guests, so here, the Nedim Huda, he says he still can't do it. You have to still stipulate with the workers and don't work on Shabbos. Don't work on Yom Tov. But he was not machmir on Chol Hamoyed. Chol Hamoyed, when you want to take into consideration, it's a sniff. You combine various factors. It's kablonus, and it's a dover hefsid. You're not going to do it now. You're not going to have the opportunity. And everyone knows that it's kablonus. Therefore, indeed, he is mekel on chol hamoed. The ayin b'shut beis Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Yehuda Shmelkis, the kahal shechusnu in a habanai in a community where they made a condition with the contractors. Shelo yavoid b'Shabbos v'yom tov v'al chol hamoed lo husnu. Very common. You have a contract, don't work on Shabbos, and then you forget to fill in the dotted lines, to cross the T's, dot the I's. You can't work on chol hamoed, and you can't work on Purim and on Tisha B'Av, all of these things. Shesavu, Sheyigmar, Habinyan, Oid Koidim, why did they not? Because they thought they'll for shofin shofo yamtov v'chayetz. Now yitzdarchu lohisiv lahabanai, and its construction goes, it always drags longer than you expect. Im lo yavor b'chalamoid hevi sham divrei hanoid b'yudat hanina demat livnis b'chalamoid b'chaygavna, like we mentioned above, and it's mutter. Upasa kemogin avram the rabbim lo yishayech hashada. That when dealing with a rabbim, there's no problem of chshad. Because of the gas, the only chshad is rak b'shabbos also mishum chilul Hashem. Only time you have to be machmir shabbos l'Hashem v'lo v'oz l'shayech b'chalamoid mishum. That's not shayech chalamoid.
But chilul Hashem must be a lot of gas.
Chil Hashem is that people, the goyim probably, I think what he means is that the goyim are saying it's your Sabbath. If it's your Sabbath.
He's not worried about the guest. He's not worried about the
guest. That's chshad. I think that's chshad amul Yaakov. If I'm not mistaken, the Chil Hashem over here is that it just does not look right. It doesn't look right that if you're a Jewish community, you're telling the goyim, we can't work on Shabbos. I can't come into work. Yeah, how often do we have to tell that? Shabbos, no work on Shabbos. And then they guess, oh, no work. Look what's going on over here. Right. Someone's building your house, they're roofers, and you can't come to work. They're working for you. It doesn't seem right. The whole thing just doesn't make the right impression. They don't look at us like that. Going back over 150 years, so a lot of these things have to be updated for today. The rules are very, can be very different today. That there is chashad, unless and you should make your best attempt to appease, to persuade the contractor. If you can, then you can be make of. I'm sure of Sham called who? Shemi Shemate Livnos Bicholamoid who kefer beikar. So over here he went to war against the Roth, the Divrei Chaim, the sons. He was a very holy person. He went to war against the Roth that was very lenient, was very making the laws of Cholamoid, and he said that this person was a kefer beikar. Okay, that's pretty powerful stuff. Bottom line is, what we take out of this paragraph is, Shabbos and Yom Tov are on a higher standard than Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed, there's much more room to be lenient, and L'chatchila, you should stipulate, but when you can't stipulate, there's definitely ground to be makel. Dalet, Hamechal, Ayin, Mishavichuv, B'Shem, Shut, Shus Yaakov, Shemitzadeh, Lahatir, Hefzid, B'Chol Hamoed, I'm sorry, Hespid, B'Chol Hamoed, Al Talmud Chacham, V'Sim, B'Tzarechin. It's makel. Chol Hamoed is a time where it's a pelteka thing. You can be makel to say haspedim on a Talmud Chacham, and it concludes with a tzaruch ian. All right, my father was different Chol Hamoed. My father is a Chol Hamoed, and I asked the Rav if we're allowed to say haspedim. So he said to me in Eretz Yisrael they would tell you it's aser, but here it's mutter. That was his words. Here in Chutz Liaretz, the meaning is to be makel. To be masper, talmidei chachamim, rabbonim, on Chol Hamoed. In Eretz Yisrael, I know you're going to hear different things. I think my brother went to Eretz Yisrael. He says, dear, I know they're going to be machmed. They're not going to allow haspedim on Chol Hamoed, but even for rabbonim, talmidei chachamim, but here, that's what he told me. So here he includes Sarachin. The ayin b'shut. It's Chol Hamoed. No, it's not really true. Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed is different. Chol Hamoed is already.
I think
yeah.
I remember Rav Devinansky.
Yeah. Chol Hamoed.
I think they made Hespedim in the yeshiva. They weren't so long.
But they made Hespedim. For a Talmud Chacham and Chol Hamoed. But not a Talmud Chacham. And Chol Hamoed is definitely a notch higher than on a day they don't say tachan. A day they don't say tachan, the kamat minig is you just apologize and you give a spade.
No, despite you, of course, my mother didn't know what
spade. Yeah.
And it's almost like one of the family. I like that. For my grandfather, they made the yeshiva made a big hesped on Shloshim, where you had Kanan Ara. And for my mother, I mean, Reb David came to me afterwards. He said he was very surprised and very, thank God. He says, "Chus for the nifter that we
did not make a spade."
It was like I got up for 2 minutes, literally, and I just said one thing. I told one little thing, and I said, "That's it." And we walked. We made the whatever. And we walked out, and he said, "I was very." He said to me when he came the next day to the house. He said they were very pleased.
That he did the halacha.
Somebody did what he's supposed to do.
He's supposed to, okay. All right. Let's go further. V'ayin b'shut oyla Shmuel d'matir l'asas hesped al Talmud Chacham afilu al Shmuel r'chayka. He's matir to make hesped al Talmud Chacham afilu, even though it's not the idna, it's not the moment when the person died. It's already past the kufa, the zman when the person died. Shmuel r'chayka im lo hoysa shasa kosher mikoydim, unless they were negligent, unless they had the opportunity to make hesped in chol chol moed v'yasek sashinu mishar hespedim. So the solution is that when you don't have a certain choice, you should make a pshara. And the pshar is the hespedim should be shorter, they should not be as dramatic and as emotional, and to bring lidei b'chi. V'ayim b'mishnah b'ur shahevi gam kem b'zesh shnei deos v'ayim b'nigui arachayim shein lahatu afilu l'chochem b'fun of. He's extremely machmer. He holds that it's completely forbidden to make hespedim on the chol hamoed. Chol hamoed ois chei, ayim b'shut imre yosher, de'af she'oise melacha b'chol hamoed v'hu me'hanoegim sh'loi l'nich tefillin b'chol hamoed. Those people who do melacha in chol hamoed, and he also has the minig of not to wear tefillin chol hamoed, ein tzarech l'nichem de'ein talui zeh b'zeh. Fascinating yisod. Some want to argue, and indeed some do argue this, among chassidim do argue this, is that the only people that should not be putting on tefillin chol hamoed is a person that keeps chol hamoed. And a person that keeps chol hamoed the way it should be kept, then it's a yomtiv. It's a yomtiv, then you do not wear a tefillin. If you don't keep chol hamoed the way it's when the person goes to work, it's a regular day,
well.
So you might as well put on tefillin. That is definitely something which has some truth to it. And here he comes along with very strong words to reject this. Now, this can bear. They say by chassidim, the chassidim, the certain which rabbis, the bachrim do wear tefillin.
Really?
They do wear the
till 18.
It depends which chassidus.
Babov,
because I think because of this idea is that you're not to appreciate chol hamoed is something which depends upon your madrega. Someone that's young has not matured to appreciate chol hamoed is a yomtiv. When you're a teenager, chol hamoed is great adventures. It's having a good time. It's a day when the yeshiva is out. And it's time for a recreation, for an escape. That's the nature. That's the way it should be. What?
I saw by Israel, I think it's Eliyahu Kito.
Yeah.
He writes that it's a number of days. He says in Eretz Yisrael you don't have to put on tefillin.
Why?
Because he gives a figure on the number of days.
300 days. Shin. Yeah.
You have to put on.
Why?
You
don't have those days. Okay, what he is saying is, okay, what he's quoting from Rabbi Eliyahu Kito is, I think the idea that the reason why you have a shin on the tefillin, there's such a Kabbalah. Why are there two shins on the tefillin? It's a strange idea, because shin is 300. Mm-hmm. Which means, this is what it says, you have to wear a tefillin for 300 days in a year. So, you have to make a calculation. There are only 354 days a year. How many Shabbosos are there?
52.
Well, you have to know how many?
52.
Okay.
Could be less.
300. So, how many? You only have 2 days left. So you have only 50. Okay, I don't know how the calculation works out. But there is such a calculation of days. So he's trying to differentiate that in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Sekud Yoma. So since you don't have Sveikud Yoma, there are more days of Chol. So since there are more days of Chol, you will be wearing tefillin on those extra days. So Memeil on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to wear tefillin, because you already wore tefillin the requisite number of days. See, this is all based upon a very interesting idea. We, Baruch Hashem, live in a generation where if you don't wear tefillin one day, the world has literally come to an end. People are extremely makbid not to miss a day without wearing tefillin. But in ancient times, they're definitely makoros for this, that in ancient times that was not the custom. The custom was you wore tefillin occasionally. Occasionally. Why? The pasuk says, Vishamarta es hachukah hazos, you shall observe this law. Now some law now refers to carbon tzemachalos in the Gemara. Carbon Pesach, miyamim yamima, only once a year. But the Gemara also says, Vishamarta es hachukah hazos refers to tefillin. L'mo'adah, and it's appointed time, miyamim yamima. What is miyamim yamima? So, if it refers to tefillin, it simply means daily, every single day. So, every mitzvah you observe daily. So, it's a very strange expression, which has a connotation that tefillin is only meant to be observed occasionally. on Rosh Chodesh, on Monday, Thursday, when you make a simcha, you're marrying off your son, oh, it's how you put on tefillin. On a simcha, oh, today's a special day, tikkun, I'm making tikkun so you put on tefillin. That, there definitely recurs to this halacha.
Well, there's the Ma'arik.
Yeah.
In his introduction, he talks about that he was running around.
Yeah.
All over, trying to convince people
to put on tefillin. They didn't wear tefillin. It was not, it was l'mor damimim. And you find in the Gemara, only the big Talmidei Chachamim wore tefillin. The average person didn't wear tefillin. Maybe you went for the bar mitzvah, you wore tefillin. Who had tefillin? I think Ma'arik lived like after the 200 years after the Rambam. I think I read about that. I don't know. So whatever it is, but there is such a concept. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't live with that. Today we live, you don't wear tefillin one day, the world comes to an end. You got to put on tefillin every single day. It's like a Yehari Gval Yavar to wear tefillin every single day. Okay, but there is such an idea. Mr. Bloom is telling us this idea that it's like a compromise, a balance. You wear, there's a number of days you have to wear tefillin. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no sacred yoma. So the day after Pesach, you're wearing tefillin. The day after Shavuos, you're wearing tefillin. The day after Sukkot, you're wearing tefillin. In Chutz Liaretz, people are not wearing tefillin those days. Because it's Yom Tov. And no one wears tefillin on Yom Tov. So you got to make up those days. So the number of days that you wear tefillin Chutz Liaretz should equal the number of days that wearing tefillin in Eretz Yisrael. So whatever it is. And then there's a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So then in Melah, there's 2 days. Yom Tov, the first day. So anyway, you're losing 1 day Chol HaMoed because the first day of Chol HaMoed is really, the first day Chol HaMoed is really second day Yom Tov. So you make a calculation. In Melah became the cost of that. Chutz Liaretz is a very novel idea. You wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but in Eretz Yisrael, you don't wear tefillin. This is an idea, but it's not really what's perceived as the reason why they don't wear an Eretz Yisrael today. By what I've been told, is that 99.9% of the people in Eretz Yisrael do not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. If you want to wear tefillin Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, you better go into a bunker, go hiding. It's not. I know someone. He's no longer living. This person he used to tell me that he loves tefillin. He had multiple pairs of tefillin, and he chaviv is Eretz Yisrael. But and when he started going to Eretz Yisrael, he discovered this. This was a very big disturbing thing to him. That in Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. In Chutz Yisrael, it's not true. Chutz Yisrael, it's many people do wear tefillin. It's very common. More common, probably more common, more than not. You do wear tefillin, and then there's this pshara. People have this idea: is that if you are a hechad a mensch, you wear your strimel Shabbos, strimel b'mkayim tefillin. If you're wearing the strimel, then you don't wear a tefillin. But he very clearly here he says a very interesting idea that this is total nonsense. This is his opinion. He quotes over here this idea: one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. There are places in such a situation. He writes that where you go to work, you wear tefillin. If you don't go to work, you don't wear tefillin. Again, Hasidim, obviously they do this, like 18 days, until you're 18 years old, they wear tefillin. And that's...
Not Hasidim. Only Yosef Chaim is over there. They hold a little bunch of Tervidas for like.
They had that custom. There's a teach them. Until they're 18 years old.
Until they're 18.
18 years old.
After that, it's up to them what they decide to do. Like the kids, they're 8 now, you get
to choose whether
you
want to
be a boy or a girl.
That's what they do. You know, okay. There used to be a time when Servant God let you kept the minute you did at home. Now they're trying to bond.
They throw you out. You're not allowed to do it.
Okay, we will stop here with Halacha Beis. We'll stop.